If the planet were a patient in a hospital, it would be in critical condition. And just like a person in a hospital has specific needs and specific medicine and specific process for that person to heal, it's the same thing for the planet. It's not a general thing. You can't just say, I'm going to heal the planet and not know what is wrong with the planet or what's wrong with humanity. It's not going to happen like that. It doesn't work. You know, we're just going to stab in the dark, like going and getting a cancer patient, who's about to have a baby.
Yeah, it's
the wrong diagnosis. So,
a lot of people are diagnosed as kids right now, getting prescribed stuff, like wrong things that they shouldn't be prescribed to, just as we're prescribing the wrong shit for our best movement.
I don't think it's like that, because I don't think we're actually prescribing anything for the earth. Recycling is not enough.
Not even.
Recycling is like a kick in the face, a spit in the face. Like, it's like, hey, the planet is suffering from massive chemical poisoning and human darkness, which is also a form of poisoning, you know. Because we're sending out negative energy to each other, killing each other, hurting each other, and everything that we have comes from this planet. Every resource, we don't even think about the reality that I can do this. Hey, boom, and you see my cell phone come on.
And I'm looking at another planet.
Exactly. Well, this is dust and wood and earth and everything. This is a resource of planet Earth.
Damn,
not just this, my clothes, my glasses that I can see clearly now, the cologne that I got on, the pizza that, everything is a resource, the beer, the computer,
the camera,
all of this is raw elements, just raw elements that have been manipulated. Like, we manipulate the music and make it sound, however it sounds. It's, we use all of these things from a source.
Yeah.
So if I were a person, if I was a source, and everything that you had, you get from me, and you turn around and you act like you're acting or like we act, how do you think me as a source is going to respond? If I see you killing somebody else over something that you got from me, from the source, fighting and killing over it, looking at people like they're not your friend, they're separate, they're different from you. When everybody breathes from the sword, the air is like it's like, hey, there's black people over here, white people over there, but we're all breathing the same air, and the DNA is already mixing on a level we can't even see.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. We're not in reality. We're in what I call what was taught to me as distorted reality. It's distorted. Which is meaning it's real, but it's distorted. It's like looking at yourself in the water when the waves are going. You're not going to see the correct image of who you are.
Yeah.
So that's how this planet is. That's how humanity is. But we are stomping our feet and put our fists in the air like, this is the way to do it. This is the way to go. This is mine. This politician, this, like, just screaming and going at every single day.
Yeah.
Screaming what we believe. Like it's real. Like it's the truth. And a good reality check is to say, okay, if you can hear every voice right now all together on planet Earth screaming on what they think is theirs, number one, what would that sound like and how loud it would be? Number two, the reality is that in a short period of time, like 120 years, there's going to be a whole new group of people on this planet. None of us will be here.
Yeah.
And guess what? They're going to be doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Fighting over something that they think they have. It doesn't exist, because these things are going to work here before and they'll be here afterward. We don't own anything. Nothing. It's impossible to own something.
Are you borrowing it then? Like, what is it?
I don't know what you call it. I mean,
yeah.
Yes, using. We're using it.
Okay.
From beginning to end. the source.
From the source, planet. Yeah.
Actually, from the planet. I'm not even talking about the spiritual ramifications.
Okay, I'm just talking about just physical matter.
Basic reality is that we are surviving here on this planet from the resources of the planet. And everything we have, everything, 100% across the board, comes from this piece of rock mass.
Damn. I mean, yeah, I know.
So you mean to tell me that, and this is called another one, you mean to tell me that you don't think a tree talks?
I know a tree.
I speak.
I know a tree can talk. I saw the noting. That was a really cool movie. Yeah.
So if and just because we're moving fast, and we have the ability to, you know, we're going at a certain speed, we think that that's the only reality. That's the only way to communicate. But this tree that was here thousands of years or hundreds of years or has been swaying in the wind, you know, doing its dance.
Wait, father.
You're watching him stop his feet and put his fist in the air. What do you think he knows?
Yeah, you know, these trees are smarter. Yeah.
Because, you know, I would imagine.
Yeah.
They're solid. They're pretty rooted.
Pretty solid.
Season at the right time.
Those red ones.
And those leaves, put them back on. They're not disrespectful.
No.
You're not like, fuck these leaves.
I'm wearing my leaves
because I want to roll that way.
They're not doing that. Yo, but how do I apply that to my life, man? I don't know what that is.
It's very difficult.
Yeah, what do I need to adjust?
All I can say is what I'm experiencing now, and that is that I am. I don't know how to use the word lucky, but I'm being given the opportunity to hear what is actually a real truth, a real path, a real purpose, a real principle. That goes above and beyond my opinion. And like I said, like, it's like, when you start hearing the right thing, you'll know it.